Well, Lent is right around the corner. That means it's time to enjoy some great fish meals here in the area. The Knights of Columbus with Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic are planning once again this year to provide that opportunity for us during the Lenten season. And Todd Rocker's in with us this morning representing the local Knights of Columbus chapter. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Jim?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Fish fries have been going on for a long, long time, but the last few years, it seems like every year, it's just been a little different because of, well, you know.
Well, with the COVID pretty heavy last year, a year ago, just did the drive-through carryout, and which was very successful. And we actually had served last year almost 1,400 total meals. We were very happy with that. I think people were pretty happy with the drive-through. We brought the food out to the curb. This year, a little different twist once again. And so everybody please note our Knights of Columbus fish fries on each Friday during Lent. This year we are offering the drive-through carryout plus the dine-in option. And so if you would prefer to come in and sit down and enjoy a good meal and with drinks to go with that indoors, and then you have your choice of what you want to do.
And you take care of all the dishes.
We take care of all the cooking and all the dishes. Moms, they really appreciate that. They have no cooking and cleaning up to do.
So it's a nice bonus. It's a nice plus you're getting for the price you're paying.
Absolutely.
And no extra charge for the service.
No extra charge.
Well, these meals have been pretty popular over the years. And was it surprising at all last year how well things turned out, how the numbers that you got considering the changes you were forced to make?
It really was. It was kind of a big surprise to us. And people, I think, they just enjoyed not having to get out of their car. It's wintertime. It's cold. It's icy, snowy. And so they could just pull right up to the north door of the parish center, the Catholic parish center, and we would bring the food right out to them. We're going to do that same thing again this year. And so you can go through the drive-through lane. We ask people when they drive up to drive north on Locust Street, turn east on 5th Street, and go to the north door of the parish center. And then, as I say, the meals will be brought right out to your car curbside. And we do ask for cash or check only as payment. Any check should be made out. Knights of Columbus, number 1164. And as we said, the dine-in, we're going to ask people if they please, if they can, if they are able to, use the west door of the parish center. There are a few steps there, but keep that in mind. And if they want to come in for the dine-in, we would ask them to use that west door because the north door, we got people shuffling in and out, carrying the meals out in our runners, so to speak, are taking those meals out to the curb.
Sure. Well, you've also got a parking lot right across the street from that north door, or that west door as well.
That's right. There's a couple different parking lots up there. They may have to walk across the street and be careful, especially with the drive-up lane there. But we think it might work that way. And you know, if somebody has to come around to the north door and not have steps and so forth, that's certainly understandable. That's no problem.
Sure. And that is a change we should mention, too, from last year, because last year the lineup was typically coming from, up around the south and then down Locust and then around the corner there. So this year it's going to be a little bit different. So
yeah, Fifth Street, yeah. Come up to that north door, so your passenger side window is closest to the parish center. And if somebody will come and get your money or your check, you can tell them, hey, I want two fish dinners and I want two mac and cheese dinners. And then we get that order in for you. And then we are runners. We'll bring it right out to you. So you can mix and match. And I should mention the two types of meals,
right,
Jim. The first one is the fried Alaskan pollock. And that will be three pieces of fish.
It's a lot of fish.
It is a lot of fish. And it's also baked potato, green beans, coleslaw, and dinner roll. Again, we're not offering the baked fish this year. It just speeds things up for us, especially with the drive-through lane. The price this year for the fish meal is $15. And then the macaroni and cheese option, that's our second meal, and that includes green beans, coleslaw, and dinner roll for $10. And so once again, you know, feel free to come in to dine in and get what you want, either the fish meal or the mac and cheese meal. We kind of like to mention, like a family of four, for example, maybe mom and dad want the fish meals, maybe the couple of kids want the mac and cheese meals. And if they want to sit and maybe kind of share a little bit, that's fine. Same thing for, you know, the carry out, you know, take it home and share at home, however you would like to do so.
Yeah, I know we've done that in the past, too. We get one of each, and then, you know, we like the mac and cheese. We enjoy the fish, and there's so much of it. It's good. It's good portions. You're not getting cheated.
No, it's good portions. You open up that that to-go container, and it's like, wow, there's a lot of food in there. And we'll fill your plate if you are dining in. Your plate will be full of food as well. And so this is for everyone. We would like to invite everyone to come out and support us. We appreciate in advance your patronage for the Knights Columbus Fish Fry Meals during Lent. I should mention those dates. The first one is Friday, March 4th, followed by the 11th, the 18th, the 25th, and then we flip the calendar to April, and we are going to have it on the 1st and the 8th. So six different opportunities to come out and support the local Knights Columbus.
Excellent. Well, the money raised last year had to be pretty solid with the numbers that you had, so that meant some pretty good donations in, too.
Yes, and this is our main fundraiser for the year, and it is earmarked for senior scholarships, graduating seniors. And so we give out anywhere from 5 to 10 different scholarships per year, and some of the scholarships are $1,000. We give some that are $750. And some that are $500. So there's three different levels, and we're raising that money through our fish dinners. We want to give it away, Jim. We want to give it away to all of those graduating seniors, you know, so they got some money for college.
Absolutely. You bet. Well, turn that money right back over into something positive.
Exactly right. And, you know, Knights Columbus, I do want to mention, in 2021, our council donated right at $18,000 locally for the year, which, you know, especially with all the COVID and so forth, we feel very fortunate that we're able to bring that money in and give that money away.
Yeah, you bet. It's good support that way, and it's, you know, the folks are supporting you, so you support other people too. So
exactly right.
It just continues to work its way through the system. Very good. The local Knights of Columbus organization, you talked about this is the biggest fundraising event, but it's certainly not the only thing that you do throughout the year.
The other big fundraiser that we do typically is about September or October, and we do the Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities, and it's also referred to as the Tootsie Roll Drive. And each year we raise about $3,000, and that's all used locally, primarily for Special Olympic activities, such as bowling and basketball and track and field types of activities. Most of those are done in Des Moines. However, the bowling, we have sponsored the district bowling a time or two out here at Super Bowl.
Very good. Lots of good opportunities there, too.
Absolutely.
And we should mention, too, that now that you've got the dine-in option, you've got the carry-out option, or actually the drive-through pickup option, and no matter which one you do, the price is the same. There's no extra cost for doing either or.
No, exactly. I should maybe just repeat that. The fried Alaskan pollock meal will be $15, and the macaroni and cheese meal will be $10.
Okay, and you get all those sides with it as well. And if you hang around to eat, if you want to dine in, you get the benefit of drinks included, and you get the benefit of a little bit of fellowship.
And you get the benefit, if you dine in, you might want to go back up and get some extra fish or some extra food. We will not turn that away for anybody.
There's always that. Always an opportunity for you there. Now, in the past when we've dined in, we've had some desserts available, too. Is that going to be the case?
You know, I have to check on that. I'll have to check with Julia Williamson. She's the Faith Formation Director at St. Peter and Paul. And haven't had the opportunity to ask her about that yet. But more than likely, I would say they will try that again. But I don't know for sure.
Yeah, raise some nice money for the youngsters there, too. And, you know, they've kind of been out of commission the last couple of years because of the circumstances we've been under. So it's hard to get something restarted again once it disappears. So
that's right. We've got to get those students in there to help out.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty good in the past about doing that.
Yeah, very good. All right. So, again, those dates for those fish fries coming up during the Lenten season, March 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. And then also the first two Friday nights in April, the 1st and the 8th. And the times are?
5:30 to 7 p.m. And so I guess we haven't mentioned that yet, but the meals start serving at 5:30, and we will be done serving at 7 p.m. So, and we try as best we can in our kitchen with numerous Knights Columbus members to just keep that food turning out. So, you know, we do our best and try to make sure everybody gets plenty of food and gets it in a timely manner.
Okay. Are they calling ahead?
No, we're not doing that this year. We actually thought we would need to last year, and it ended up not being an issue. Okay. So we're not even going to worry about that this year at all.
So the drive-through is going to start the same time, 5:30. So if you want to line up a little early, that's on you. But they'll start serving it out at 5:30.
Exactly right.
Excellent. All right. Very good. Looking forward to always some good food and a good opportunity to visit with folks. And once again, a good opportunity to raise some money for some good causes, too.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everybody's help and their patronage with our projects.
Appreciate it. Todd, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much, Jim.